Degrees in Nashville, if you can believe it. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee's new ban on certain THC products has cost the state more than $54 million in tax revenue so far. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the ban took effect last month, but the numbers show that deadline had an overall chilling effect on the state's hemp industry.
Tennessee has only collected 3% of the total amount it was anticipating from a new hemp tax. Last year, state lawmakers approved both the new tax and a ban on THCA. That meant an end to the hemp industry's most profitable products like smokable flower and full-spectrum CBD, and an end to many Tennessee businesses. But the chilling effect began earlier this year, creating a $54 million hole in the budget, which so far has been patched by surpluses in business and sales tax. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
Montgomery County Mayor Wes Golden says federal officials are telling him there are no plans to build an ICE call center in Adams. That contradicts federal paperwork obtained by local news outlets that says the Department of Homeland Security awarded a contract to operate a facility in the 37010 zip code. At the time the news broke, local officials remarked that they were unaware of any plans. Some also mentioned the area indicated in the documents didn't really make sense to them. It's primarily farmland with some residences, and the officials said a call center would be disruptive. But Clarksville Now reports Mayor Golden has reached out to multiple federal sources, all of whom have told him the information in the documents is incorrect and no ICE facility is coming to the community. The National Weather Service says a line of thunderstorms will move through Middle Tennessee Wednesday night into Thursday morning with a low severe weather threat. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.